Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Blaine Barton and the scripting guy Ed Wilson are back for their monthly show, and in today's episode, they discuss the importance of Microsoft certifications. Tune in as they chat about how getting certified directly affected their careers, some tips and tricks for the MCSA on Windows Server 2012, as well as the free Early Experts Challenge you can sign up for in preparation for the exam. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft here in my Tampa studio. And with me, I have my monthly reoccurring meeting with Mr. Ed Wilson. How you doing, Ed?
I'm doing great, Blaine.
Excellent. Ed, as you know, is a senior programming writer for PowerShell here at Microsoft, a consultant as well. And we're going to talk about certifications.
Yeah, I thought it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, why don't you tell us your story about how you got certified and how those skills helped you in the world today. Share.
Okay. Well, let's consider this. It was a long time ago. long time ago, like over 20-some years ago. Probably over 20 years ago. So I was a junior network administrator with a Fortune 500 company. And we were a Novell netware shop, and we were just looking at getting ready to deploy Windows 95. And so I started looking around for resources, and I found the Windows 95 resource kit, and I started reading through that. And at the back of it, it said, this is a material or a course material for a Microsoft certification exam. And I go, really? And so I started reading more about that, and I thought, well, this is actually really cool. And so I went ahead and I got the certification requirements for the Windows 95 exam, and I studied for that, and then I went ahead and took the test. I got certified, and it was really cool because it really gave me a very, very good knowledge of Windows 95, and so I also so I went ahead and I completed my certification, got my MCSE. And it worked out really neat because the funny thing is that the company I was at had hired a consulting company to come in and to try to help us do our deployment upgrade to Windows 95. And I started talking to these consultants, and I said, hey, you guys certified? Well, no, we're not certified. And I go, really? Then they kept running into problems, and they couldn't do this, that, and the other. And so I was, like, working along with them. And so I said, well, you need to do this. 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 And all of this was stuff that I had learned from my studying and taking this exam. And then when we finally got everything deployed, I started thinking, these guys are consultants. I'm just a lowly junior admin, but I know more about this stuff than these guys did. And so that really gave me the impetus to go ahead and get my MCSE. And then at that point, I started looking, and MCSEs were making twice what I was making. And one day I was like talking to my boss, and I just happened to mention this. And I said, hey, did you know that that people that have an MCSE, such as myself, are making twice what I make? And the guy like looked at me and he says, is that a threat? And I hadn't really thought of it. And I said, no, I just passing along this as information to you. I thought you might want to know. But then I got to thinking, I said, man, why am I working here? Within 6 weeks, I had a job actually, and I went from being a junior admin to a senior consultant at a consulting firm. And they hired me in. I was like, their second MCSE, on their staff. And, and I went and was doing stuff, and I'd read about it. I'd studied about it. I wasn't always doing things that I had done, because we had been a netware shop. But, you know, I'm deploying NT servers and all of this stuff. And, yeah, and it was great because I had the skills, you know, and I had the knowledge, and I was just going in. I was a little scared at first, you know, but yeah, I mean, I said I had the skills. And so it's a boom, 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 you know, did that. And shortly after that, I actually got an email at home, and it was from who was it from? I think it was it was a company called Syngress Media, and they wanted me to co-write a chapter for the Windows 95 MCSE, you know, study guide. And so I co-wrote the book. I wound up writing like half the book, and that was really cool. And actually, I came home, and there was like this phone call, yeah. And this was like such a long time ago that you had your resume on the internet, you had your phone number there too, you know. and so there was like my messaging machine was like blinking, and so after I got done the phone, you know, I had, you know, a verbal contract to go ahead and to co-write this book on Windows 95. And it was really funny because I turned to my wife and I said, I know exactly how this happened. And she said, what? And I said, well, the guy did a search for MCSE and journalism or English, and I was one of the few people in the U.S. that popped up, you know, because I've got an undergraduate degree in journalism. And so that's how I started writing books. Yeah, and it was literally, it's because I had my MCSE. Yeah, and so when I talk to people, I said, well, how did you get started writing books? And I've written 14 books now. And it's like a dude called me up out of the blue and asked me to write a book. Yeah, so then I just kept on doing that. You know, I wrote some books on Active Directory and stuff. And then Microsoft called up out of the blue, you know, and said, hey, you know, would you like to come work for us? And the funny thing on that is actually because the day that I was hired at Microsoft, so that I was actually offered the job, the news that day said Microsoft isn't hiring. Yeah, and actually I got a link from a coworker at the consulting firm where I'd worked at. Yeah, I told him, hey, I'm leaving. I'm going to work for Microsoft. And the guy sent me the link, and you know, it said Microsoft isn't hiring. I wasn't sure if he was calling me a liar or what. You know, I decided to take it in the positive aspect. But, yeah, you know, that's how I came to work for Microsoft. They called me up, you know, and it's because of the books I wrote. So all of this is directly related to the certification. You know, if I hadn't gotten certified, you know, I wouldn't have seen that I had the skills, you know, and had the confidence to know that, you know, that I had those skills. And if I hadn't had that certification, I wouldn't have gone to work as a consultant. If I hadn't had those certifications, I wouldn't have had the chance to write a book. If I hadn't written a book, I would never have had a chance to come to work for Microsoft. So I am absolutely 100% a firm believer in Microsoft certifications.
Wow, great story there. Very impactful. You know, I have a similar story too as well, Ed. You know, I was a liberal arts degree major as well. I had a BA in English and business, so I had business skills, but half my major was in business, half mine was in English. I got a minor in computer science from Washington State University in Pullman, Washington. Go Cougs. But here's the thing, you know, I have to kind of lend my career as well to the certification program. I was an MCP with Networking Essentials, if you can go back that far. And what I did is have the opportunity to work for Microsoft, working on the in manufacturing and distribution on the assembly line. And I was also at the same time educating myself around computers and getting well entrenched in the certification exams and the knowledge around that I actually became an MCSE for the first time with NT4. And cool. Ended up using that as kind of a bridge to team management within the Visual Basic team. And having the certifications was a bonus, right, of getting any of the jobs I've had throughout my career. Moving into NT4 and MCSE, I actually had an opportunity to go work for a CTEC, a Certified Technical Education Center back at the time. It was called an ATEC back then. But I had an opportunity to be an MCT, so I was a Microsoft Certified Trainer on NT4, and I left Microsoft for a few years and did the MCT thing, where I actually went back to Microsoft to train the technical support folks on how to do kernel debugging for NT4 and NT4 workstation troubleshooting. So those are the folks on the phones at Microsoft. During my time at that ATEC of delivering NT4 MCSE certifications to folks, a gentleman came through one of my classes, and he was working in Microsoft at the time in OEM, and liked the way that I was delivering the course, and asked me if I'd like to come and join Microsoft as a system engineer in OEM. So I too can kind of lend my my credentials and the things I've gotten along the way of moving into OEM for 7 years with Microsoft, and then eventually moving over to project management, and then eventually into IT Pro, into the developer platform evangelism team here at DPE. So I can lend the 20 years of the company, and all the way back to that first exam that I took for Networking Essentials, all the way to kind of where we are now. So similar stories. You know, what we should do is maybe just cover real briefly the MCSA on Windows Server 2012, or kind of what it looks like, we think, Ed, about what the exams look like. We also have the Early Experts program we want to talk about, and kind of some free tools before you're ready to either, you know, sit that exam or possibly pony up with one of our learning partners. Like, you know, there's various partners out there that we could take 5-day courses from and sit the course. What do you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. One thing, Blaine, that I should that I do want to say is that, yeah, I've heard some people say, well, you know, Microsoft certification isn't that valuable. Yeah, and of course, you know, we would both disagree with that. But the other thing is that, you know, for me, the MCSE, you know, it proves the skills that I have. Yeah, so somebody could look at it and they could say, ah, oh, you know, we can feel, you know, that this guy has these skills. But, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, like going and getting a bunch of brain dumps and just going and taking the test, because that's not giving you the skills, you know. So there's a difference between having an MCSE and actually being an MCSE. And the reason that I continue with certification is because it really gives me, you know, a very good overview of the new features on a product.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this leads right to our discussion on the MCSA. So, and this is actually really cool, because I just recently took and passed the 410 exam, and it was a little devious, to be honest. And the thing is, yeah, I spent 3 weeks studying for this exam. And the way I did it now, and I'm also an MCT, and right now there's Microsoft Press just came out like in the last week or two with the study guide, you know, the exam. I'm not sure exactly what we're calling it now, but the Microsoft Press exam study guide for exam 410. This book was just released by Microsoft Press like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
When I took the test, that book was not out. So what I used is, because I am a Microsoft Certified Trainer, you know, I went to our trainer site and downloaded the Microsoft official curriculum, you know, and I went through that and prepared for it just as if I was going to teach the class. And actually, I was teaching somebody. I'm teaching myself in this case. But so that's the material that I used. So I used the Microsoft official curriculum material. At Microsoft, we also have a subscription to like an online test certification test vendor, and so I used that to practice and to let me know when I was going to do to take the exam.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And it was really good. So, and then, you know, created a bunch of VMs and went through it. Now, the funny thing is, I'm on the Windows product group. You know, PowerShell is part of Windows. And so I've been working with Windows Server 2012, it seems like 2 years. So I get the daily builds. Yeah, and so I download these things. So I've been using this for, you know, let's say 2 years. But there was a lot of, but I'm using PowerShell. you know. And so there was a lot of really cool stuff about Windows Server 2012 that I learned, and you know, really neat stuff about DNS and DHCP, you know, some very cool improvements there, you know, that I didn't know about. I've been using Hyper-V since it first came out, you know, and before it was called Hyper-V, it was a virtualization server, or whatever. But I learned a lot of really cool stuff about Hyper-V. I mean, we've put some, let's see, can I say that, kick butt features, in Windows Server 2012 on Hyper-V. I mean, this, and so I learned a lot of really, really neat stuff. And what I'm trying to say is, you know, as I've been using this product for 2 years, you know, I'm with the product group, but I learned a whole lot about Windows as I was preparing and studying for the test. And that's why, for me, you know, I continue with the certification, because to me that is the best way to learn everything about a product. Now, there's some features I learned about that, to be honest, it's not my core interest. You know, I mean, they don't have PowerShell. I'm not interested in it, you know. But, you know, but I learned about
it's selfish.
Yeah. I know I'm selfish, you know. But, you know, so stuff that was pretty cool. And so it's great stuff. But so you wanted to talk a little bit about PowerShell, right, Blaine?
Yeah, and I want to talk more specifically about this certification track that we have up here on the slide.
Okay.
You just took the 410 here. It's installing and configuring Windows Server 2012, and that's for we kind of renamed these things a little bit here, but so you can see it's the Microsoft Certified Solutions Associate. So you take the 410, the 411, and the 412, and then you get that certification. A lot of us are over here in this bucket, where you got 08, put a little love around that. We still cherish, if you will, the certification for 2008, whether it's Windows Server 2008 as an MCSA or the MCITPs from the various technologies. If you do that, you can take this 417 upgrade exam and still accomplish the same thing here. So that kind of just gives you a look at the new certification path for the MCSA for Windows Server 2012.
Yeah, Blaine, let me tell you why I decided to do the other track. This is something that I have always done, partially because I've never had to. Ever since I got my first certification, I haven't had to pay for taking certification exams. And as trainers, a lot of times we get the chance to take the beta exams for free. I always take. I don't ever take the upgrade exams. And for me, as a trainer or somebody talking to other people, I want to know how tough an exam is. I want to know exactly what's covered on it. And it's more, and to me, it's a better learning objective to take the individual exams rather than taking the upgrade exams. Now, if I was in a situation where that wasn't the case, and I just simply had to upgrade my to a new certification to the 2012 MCSE, then I would go ahead and take the upgrade exams. I'd take the path of least resistance. But I'm not in that situation, and that's why personally I take the individual exams.
Right, makes good sense. Also, it depends on the pocketbook too at times for folks.
This one
is kind of key here, Ed. The 70-410 installing configuring, the one that you took and passed. I added some, a little bit of my own flavor there as far as the percentages. It's not 105%. It's actually 100%, but I'd say about 5% of that is PowerShell in there. And PowerShell, what I mean by that is PowerShell in conjunction with installing and configuring servers. PowerShell in conjunction with installing and administering the Active Directory. You know what I'm saying? So creating and managing server roles and features. You can turn features on or off from GUI or desktop experience, or take a core server and make it full functional server. And you can do a lot of that through PowerShell. And I know I've seen some actual exam questions that say, here's the PowerShell script, or what PowerShell commandlet would you use to invoke this particular feature. So, this is a kind of a list here of what percentages of the weighted averages of what they have in the 70-410.
Absolutely. I've written two Hey Scripting Guy blog articles Specifically about the 410 exam and my experience with taking that and with the PowerShell. One of my tricks, if am I allowed to give some tricks for the exam?
Sure.
Okay. So this isn't really cheating. Know your PowerShell verbs. So, we use standard verbs and standard nouns. And so if you see something that's not using a standard verb and you've never heard of that commandlet, there's a good chance that's not the right answer.
Hey, that can't hurt, right?
Absolutely.
And you know what? Part of the passing the exam is taking and navigating yourself throughout the exam and as measured up as far as time, right? Time can be your worst enemy in some of this. And then, the end, if you run out of time and you don't know the answers, that's even worse. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of management there involved in the skills it takes to pass the exam and then also just knowing your stuff, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing on that is that, for me, most of the questions, I knew how to do it in PowerShell. So for me, it was like there were a lot of questions, and I learned a lot. In my study about various command line utilities that I didn't know that we had. And so and this makes you be a more well-rounded individual. So this was getting me out of my PowerShell, if you will,
right.
Pun intended. So you need to know multiple ways. You'll need to know about using stuff in the GUI. You'll need to know about command line utilities as well as PowerShell. In order to successfully pass the exam. If you don't know all three ways of doing something, then you're not going to pass it.
Yeah, that's true. As well as like chronological order of things, the way in which a process is run when you're invoking a certain feature or role or configuring things. So a step-by-step methodology of how to do that. Those are some of the things you may want to pay particular attention to. And I think that 70-410 study guide is probably well suited for folks that are either taking the upgrade exam or perhaps just that single exam.
Yeah, that's definitely true because that is, if you will, 1/3 of the what would be involved in taking the upgrade. And so, if you know that 1/3 extremely well, then you're on your way towards taking that upgrade exam. For me, like I said, I spent 3 weeks studying for the 410 exam, and I passed it. So if I was going to take the upgrade test, I guess I would probably spend at least 2 months studying before I attempted the test.
Well, that's a good segue into what we want to talk about, kind of wrap things up here, Ed, and that's the Early Experts Program, or what we refer to as the Early Experts Challenge. This is for folks that want to do something to get prepared for the certification, and they don't want to spend any money. It's basically a free program. Keith Maurer on our team put that together. He's a technical evangelist here at Microsoft in the Central Region, and we're kicking that off in the Southeast region here in Florida and Alabama, Mississippi. So we've got this organized into a series, what we call Knowledge Quest, and there's actually 6 or 7 now. These are just a few that are available. The first one you do is you actually start out with what we call the Apprentice Quest, which is going through downloading Windows Server 2012, building out your lab, and then kicking off the 70-410 with some of the things that are available at Microsoft Virtual Academy. So they can start there, and that's completely free. At the end of all of these Knowledge Quests, you actually get a certificate, or what we refer to as a badge of achievement, but a nice certificate saying that you've completed that. It kind of targets the certification exam preparation. And the goal is to have all of the folks that are out there looking at certifications to actually physically go out, learn the material, and obtain their MCSA certification for Windows Server 2012.
Perfect.
So here's the month by month. You kind of go at your own pace. You can do it all in a week or a day or what have you, as long as you get through it all. There's 4 that are listed here. There's actually a fifth one there, the virtualizer, and then there's a couple others around cloud that are coming in. Keith Maurer is putting together, once again, from Central Region. So you see here, the Apprentice Quest is the first knowledge quest where you really get a technical overview of Windows Server 2012. You go into MVA, you register at the Microsoft Virtual Academy, you download the bits for Windows Server 2012, and then you set up your lab environment. The second one is the Installer Quest. That's where you install and configure servers, as well as Active Directory. The Explorer Quest, create and manage group policy, configure server roles and features. And then the last two there, the Networker and Virtualizer, are really around configuring network services, configuring Hyper-V, and our virtualization stack. The next thing here, and kind of to close, is really getting involved in the online community discussion around Windows Server 2012, and once again, it's the Early Experts LinkedIn group. You can join that. If you want more information on this program to get free training, right, around the certifications, go to http://ITProExpert. This is also a study group that has great study tips, questions, discussions, and you can also post your own questions, your own insights. Maybe you're going through the certification or you finished the exam, or maybe some suggestions. You can post those as well onto the online community discussion group. So with that, wrapping things up, I want to thank Ed for being on the show. Ed?
Hey, Blaine, thank you so much for inviting me on this show. It's been great to talk about certification, and I look forward to talking to you next month when we're going to talk about my new PowerShell book.
And with that, make sure you go and check out, once again, http://ITProExpert. With that, it's a wrap.